This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, the Royals, of course, began their series yesterday against the Texas Rangers. Got a 4-3 win. That puts them now 3.5 back from a wild card spot. I say from a wild card spot because it's not just the final wild card spot. It's every single team now in the wild card race. They're a half game behind Cleveland, but then the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mariners are all tied for the wild card. So that's what has changed. We're going to talk more about it after What's Trending tonight. Seth Lugo on the mound. Can he bounce back? That's the huge question. He's had rough three straight rough outings, if I can say that properly. And they desperately need him to find something again here. Tonight, 6:40. First pitch, Vern's on deck show at 5:30, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
We'll talk about more of him in the show as well. Next up on What's Trending, Terry McLaurin. Yesterday, you might have seen Washington and Cincinnati square off on a preseason Monday night football game. Well, he did not go or travel with the team or show up to the game yesterday, which was an interesting development considering he has been in or around the team a little bit in the early stage. The one problem they've got is ESPN asked around to a bunch of different teams and asked if they would pay him, if they think he will get that. And the consensus right now is Terry McLaurin isn't worth what he's asking. And so whether or not he can get that number out of Washington be the case. The surprising thing to me is Washington has all the positive momentum in the world coming off of last year. And now they're letting Scary Terry in a hostage situation. It's kind of a weird spot for a team that had all the positive momentum for an entire calendar year.
Yeah, you're going to talk more about it during All 32 coming up in just a bit as well. Elsewhere in sports, in the NBA, Pacers coach Rick Carlisle has agreed to a multi-year extension. Of course, he took the Pacers to the NBA Finals. They're one of the great stories. Halliburton got hurt, of course, shifted that thing a little bit as well. But Drew, you got to be happy. Rick Carlisle is staying
Absolutely, I'm pumped up.
In the NBA, his job's safe for now, 12 months. Yeah, and then his ass could be out on the street.
If they were to miss the playoffs next year out of nowhere, he'd be fired.
Yeah, dude. The NBA is actually kind of funny.
It is nuts.
Dude,
it really
the
is.
Knicks fired a coach that gave them one of their single best seasons in Thibodeau. 15 years. They fired Tibbs immediately and then couldn't even find a coach.
Who do they end up hiring?
They ended up hiring Mike Brown, but they called like five other teams currently and said, hey, can we get your head coach? Like, excuse me? What a stupid plan.
Yeah, dude, that's wild.
It's the Knicks for you there.
Think about that in any other situation. Like, go, you break up with your girlfriend and then you call five other people like, can I just date your girlfriend? I thought maybe that would work. Instead, you're like, no. What made them think that was going to be a successful hiring practice?
I don't know. Who knows?
Just everyone's going to be like, sure.
Yeah, they should have just, kept Thibodeau. But anyway, yeah, Pacers take care of Rick Carlisle. At the very least, if he gets fired in 12 months, at least he's getting a pay raise, okay? Yeah, he's at least getting a raise and a new contract extension.
Next up on What's Trending, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is scheduled to have an MRI today on his hamstring after injuring it stretching at first base last night. I mentioned that because obviously that has obvious playoff implications for a Blue Jays team who's been one of the better in the American League all year long and one of the better teams in baseball all year long. Could miss time depending on what the results of the MRI are back. He was stretching like Vinny does, you know. You do the splits over at first, you can get a tight hammy every once in a while, you know.
Lastly on What's Trending, Daniel Jones has been named the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts by their head coach Shane Steichen. He was in a camp battle with Anthony Richardson, who has struggled to stay healthy, obviously has been disappointing. Daniel Jones signed a one-year deal with the Colts in the offseason. Shane Steichen was asked about it. Now, look, he's not going to say it's a short timeline. He said he is our starter for the entire season.
As in, please don't ask me every week if Anthony Richardson's playing it for 1-3.
I do think Daniel Jones has two bad weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would pull him right away. But, of course, he will keep the job as long as he is playing well.
All year, and it shouldn't be all year if he plays bad.
I think he'll play at least 8 games, though. I'll be shocked if it's less than that.
I mean,
I actually think he's going to, again, not to act like he's going to be awesome. I just think he's going to play well enough. Yeah, I think he's better than Anthony Richardson. He's going to play well enough where he will start a majority of the season.
Until they're out
of
the playoffs?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like in week 15 when they're out of it.
Yeah. So they're starting Daniel Jones on purpose. Yeah, they are. Look, for this year, for a GM and coach that are trying to save their job, Daniel Jones is a better option than Anthony Richardson for week one of the season. Yeah.
Daniel Jones has some of the most pedestrian stats I've ever seen in my life. He has started.
Well, look at Anthony Richardson's
stats.
He's
played six full years. No, pedestrian. That's why I don't mean like. He's just like he started six full years in the NFL, and he averages 11 touchdowns a year.
He had one really good year. That's all it was.
He averages in a year 3,000 yards passing, 11 touchdowns, and 7 picks. You're like, are you even playing quarterback? Are these?
Yeah, he got an extension that he should never have got in New York because he had one really nice season. And you won with Ryan Dable or whatever.
Teams do it, but God, you do not have to do it. He should be the cautionary tale of, well, teams do it. You don't have to. You could just be the team that lets them go.
Yeah,
and figure out a different thing at quarterback.
The way they structured the deal, though, it was they were able to get out of it very quickly.
It didn't burn them too bad.
It wasn't like the Russell Wilson number or anything like that.
I guess it was like numbers like this. How the hell has he gotten 70 career starts? How is Daniel Jones
a top pick for the Giants?
How has he been given 7? He has 14,000 passing yards in 70 career games.
Look where he was drafted, though.
He averaged 208 yards per game.
I don't know the exact number. You guys can, Drew, you probably remember the exact. He was drafted very high, and so if you're a first-round pick, you get multiple years guaranteed.
I mean, Anthony Richardson's not been given that.
He didn't even want to continue playing in a football game. He pulled himself out of a game. Kind of hard as big starts. He also can't stay healthy.
The health has been the bigger issue for
but
him.
But he literally said, hey, we're on a nice scoring drive. I pulled myself out of the game. That's what Anthony Richardson did last year.
I'm just saying it's tantamount to...
Tapped out.
It's pretty embarrassing that Daniel Jones is going to somehow get 80 to 85 starts in his career.
Daniel Jones get picked?
It's crazy.
I want to say eighth overall. That might just have been his number with the Giants. He was up there.
To his credit, he averages 40 more yards per game in his career than Anthony Richardson does. So you want to talk about a guy who stinks?
Yeah. I mean, like, I by no means in saying Daniel Jones is going to have an amazing season. I'm just saying he potentially can give them some average quarterback play, which is better than what
I think below average. Yeah. Average is the peak, though.
Maybe.
Oh, like, yeah. 100%.
The 100%. Best case scenario earlier, average quarterback
I think play. Earlier in the show I said best case scenario. What did I say? Like 16th or 17th? Yeah. Best case scenario. So, yeah.
That's like dream of all dreams scenario. Yes. Our Taco Tuesday partner is Boru Asian Eatery in Waldo, part of the Summit Hospitality Group. Yeah, we know what you're thinking. Taco Tuesday, Asian restaurant. No. Think Bao Buns, the fluffier Asian taco. Bao Buns are incredible, by the way. I'm not just saying that for the purpose. They're incredible. They're great to eat. Head down to Boru in Waldo and grab a Bao Bun for just $2.50. Or switch it up with some ramen or sushi while you're there. Summit Hospitality Group, proud partner of Cody and Gold.
So the Royals are an interesting spot now. Nobody's suggesting that they don't have to continue to play at the level they are right this second and the pace that they're at. That's why we're even having a conversation about them still only being 3.5 back. But the biggest development yesterday was the fact that the rest of the wild card race has become wide open. the Yankees, the Mariners, and the Red Sox all have the same win percentage. You are 3.5 back of everybody in the wild card race. You have a Guardians team that's 3 back, but you're not just chasing the Mariners, let's say, for the last wild card spot. You now have 3 teams that if one of them slips up a little bit, all of a sudden, we're talking about this team being right in it. Now, they're going to have to continue to play at a 10-game above 500 pace and things like that.
Which is what they paid since July 1st, they by have. The way, so for a month and a half.
10-6 since the deadline, 25-15 since July 1. And the biggest thing is the runs per game, 5.25. 5.25 per game since the break. That's the biggest shift for them. And it makes it to where we're going to be able to once again talk about another stretch of games and where can they be. The Rangers could be buried after this series. If the Royals win this series against the Rangers.
Like win 3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah, because the Rangers are now 6 back. So if the Royals win the series, the Rangers are going to be, 7, 8 games back? It's over for them. Then you can just worry about the Guardians, Mariners, Red Sox, Yankees. Those teams for 3 spots, including yourself.
I'm trying to think. So they can't go 25-15 in the remaining games because they only have 37 games remaining. But if they went, let's just say they managed to still get the 25 wins? Do I give them 25 wins?
The question is, do you still think it takes, I think, 87 to get a wild card spot, or are you lowering it to like 85?
No, I think it's like 86.
Okay, so whatever the math has to be to get to 87 wins with where they're at, they're 3 above 500, whether it's 64.
They got 64 wins right 61. Now. So they need to win 23 more games. That would make them 23-14 the rest of the way. If they went 23-14, which is 9 games above 500, they got a month and a half left in the season. Over the last month and a half, they played 10 games above.
Yeah.
But that's what's so hard about it.
Yeah, it sounds easy.
You can't let off the gas at all. They've played really, really good baseball since July 1st. And they have to play exactly that good the rest of the, or better.
Yeah, it sounds easy when I tell you they have 37 games and they're 3.5 back. You're like, oh, plenty of time. But that's just not, it doesn't work that way. You have to play at the 9 game above, 10 game above pace the rest of the way. It's not, because normally, yeah, if I tell you, oh, I could make up 4 games in 37, it's not difficult. Well, when these other teams
also,
you
don't play much. You only play one of these teams.
These other teams would also have to falter. Do you have to play 9 above if all of a sudden the Yankees lose 8 in a row? No. Okay, yes. If one of those teams, the Yankees, Mariners, Red Sox, have an 8-game losing streak, then yes, the math changes. You know, you hope somehow one of those teams goes on a long spurt. You hope that the Guardians also just fall off finally. My goodness, even with Class A and these guys out for suspension or on the gambling
list, They have to eventually, don't they? Like,
I don't know. I mean, no, they don't. They don't have to eventually, actually. I hope they do, but they don't. I mean, the Guardians are a team that has a lot of experience, and they did not trade away Stephen Kwan, which was a huge thing at the time. They would have traded away Kwan. The Guardians would be out of the picture already.
No, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I do think that there's a part of that that at least puts them in the conversation. But, I at this point, I'm down to looking at who I think is most likely to fall off. Right now, the win pace, I wanted to look it up, 87 wins is what it would take right now to get in a playoff spot if you're the Yankees, Red Sox, or Mariners. That's what they're all pacing at, 87 wins.
913-586-7965. I don't know why you're yelling at us on the text line. They play each other. Yes, these other teams do play each other. The Royals still have to play at a certain pace. The Royals cannot play 500 baseball the rest of the way and get in. Sorry, they can't.
Because what happens if the Yankees and the Red Sox split their series? Then you can't play 500 and catch up with them.
Yeah, like the Yankees do play the Red Sox, but you need pick your team. Whoever you think is not going to be as good down the stretch. If you think the Red Sox are more vulnerable, then hope the Yankees sweep the Red Sox. But no, like the Royals, there is still a certain level the Royals are going to have to play, even if these other teams are playing each other. Like that's still the reality of it. And the Royals can't play a game above 500 the rest of the way. And just because the Yankees play the Red Sox a couple times, think that's going to get you in, or the Mariners play the Yankees again, or whatever. Maybe it doesn't end up having to be 9 or 10 because these other teams falter. But the win total is kind of going to be the win total. 83 games is not getting you a wild card spot. Maybe 85 if things broke. Maybe.
If things are going pretty negative, maybe
83 is not getting you a wild card spot. So that's the number you at minimum have to get to. Get yourself to 85 and we can talk a little bit.
Looking at the rest of the Royals schedule, the Rangers, a team that they've now beaten, 4 times in a row? Because they swept them the last time they faced them and now have beaten them in game 1 of this series yesterday. Tigers for 6 more games this month, which is tough, obviously, because that's a team with 75 wins, and the Royals are 15 games below 500 against teams with a winning record, even after the way that they've played better against that. Angels, the team below them in the wild card standings, but not a total laughing stock. Same with the Twins. The only two teams that they've got like some weight on is the Guardians, a team that they do trail, and the Mariners, a team that they do trail. But the Guardians, I said this earlier, and I still stand by this. If the Guardians is the team you're still chasing, then you got problems anyway. Because really, they're just as far back as you are. You got to be worrying about the teams ahead of the Guardians until the Guardians are the team to worry about. Look, if come September 8th, the Guardians have moved into the final playoff spot and the Mariners are out of it or the Red Sox are out of it, then have those conversations. By the way, of those teams, in really looking at them, I think the Red Sox are the most vulnerable. I think the Red Sox played hot after trading away Rafael Devers, and they gave you the illusion of being a slightly tougher team than they are. I think they got real roster problems in Boston. Not that they're like a worse team than Kansas City. They're an equally good roster as Kansas City. Mm-hmm. But if there's a team that's going to fall off to me, it's still the Red Sox. They've got so many. They got seven games against the Yankees. Without even looking at their schedule, I can guarantee you they got to face the Blue Jays again.
They are currently looking the most vulnerable over their last 10 games. You highlighted it there, Cody. 4-6 of their last 10. Maybe the ship is starting to tilt and sink a little bit there.
Yeah.
In Boston. Like, the good news is because you have closed the gap to where you're 3.5 from every single wild card spot, we now can talk about just one of those teams necessarily needing to slip up. You're not only being able to look at the Mariners and like, oh, the Yankees are so far in front, you're not catching the first wild card spot. No, all three of those teams now are within striking distance. But this series also, this conversation's fun today because they're playing well. They have three more in this series against the Rangers, the four-game series. All of a sudden, like, you can't they drop. Can just be, they can just, you lose three in a row. We're having a completely different conversation. The Royals all of a sudden are 5.5, 6 back. The Rangers are ahead of them. It can shift just like that. So tonight, you need good Seth Lugo, and we're going to talk about him some more. You need him to flip back to what he was. He doesn't have to be seven innings, okay, of one-run ball. But you got to. It can't be this 3 1/3, 4 1/3, 7-run stuff that we've seen now. I think it's 2 or 3 outings in a row.
Small sample size, but yeah. Here are the remaining strength of schedules of the teams in there. The Yankees have the fourth easiest.
I don't like that.
They have 7 left against the White Sox, 3 against the Nationals, 3 against the Pirates. They face the worst teams in baseball. So
okay. All right.
Count the Yankees out, I guess. Seattle has the 23rd ranked from difficulty standpoint because they also have a lot of games left against bad teams. 3 against the Rockies, 3 against the A's, 4 against the Angels. So like some losing record teams. Boston has the 18th hardest in schedule ranking. Their easiest stretch, they got 6 against the A's. The Royals have 11th. Of the playoff teams.
Toughest.
They have the most difficult because they still have 6 against Detroit. 3 against the Blue Jays, 3 against the Phillies, 3 against Seattle, and 4 against the Guardians. Those are all teams with a winning record. The biggest tell on this team, Gold, is if they're just playing hot and making progress, is probably realistically going to be the end of this month when they've just wrapped up 6 games against Detroit, and we find out where they are. Squeezed between a, you know, White Sox series.
All right, let's get to it. Well, all 32 here on Cody and Gold.
Love talking other
analysis. I'm going to have to change my all 32 with
go
something
ahead,
that we just saw in the group chat.
Yeah, go ahead. Fire it off.
Go right ahead. I'll start. Okay. I know exactly what he's all upset about. There was a text that was just sent in a group chat.
By
with
one
a bunch
Sean Barber. Of course it was.
Yeah, we'll get to it. I was just going to talk about something more from what's trending. You mentioned Terry McLaurin. So, yeah, it sounds like most people around the league do not believe Terry McLaurin, his ask as a 30-year-old wide receiver, is frankly all that realistic. And he, of course, believes he still has a lot of great football left. The Commanders are saying, we don't want to be paying 30, you man. Top, you know, 10 wide receiver money when you're 33 years old. Totally get the argument. Meanwhile, he was removed from the PUP list on Saturday, which was kind of intriguing. He's like, okay, does that mean they're closer? Well, no, he had an air quote ankle injury that he was dealing with. He's been at practice. The PUP list means now he has to hold in. It puts some more pressure on him. I still think what happens is he plays week one of the season, and right before then, there's either A, this year they just give him some more money this year, which is not what he wants. He wants a long-term deal, but maybe they do that to smooth things over, or there is still, like most things, a serious compromise. Maybe they give him more signing bonus. He doesn't get the same average per year that he thinks he deserves. Terry McLaurin has to play for them this year at some point. He can't sit out all year. We went through this with the Chris Jones stuff a couple years ago. He has to play. They also, by the way, need him to play if they want to have any chance of getting to where they think they can get to. And I'm talking even just making the playoffs. The Commanders' schedule is so much more challenging than it was a year ago. They can be a better team this year and lose more games. Kind of like what we've talked about the Chiefs. Like, the Commanders might be a 10-win football team this year and still be better than they were a year ago, but the only way it comes together, Terry McLaurin has to play for your second-year quarterback, and I think he will, but this has dragged on much longer than anybody in D.C. even thought as well. Talking to Grant, who I do a show with on the weekends, he hosts in D.C., and they're all kind of stunned that we're sitting here this late into August and they haven't resolved this.
All right, Drew, what do you got? I want to hear yours first, just in case we don't have enough time for both.
All right, so Sean Barber texted.
Oh, yikes.
This is out of the weeds, too. This is out of nowhere.
You're texting him back in the middle of the show.
Oh, 100% I am.
What did Barber text?
Sean Barber said, I saw Jake Browning showing why he could have been the savior of Cincinnati.
Backup quarterback for the Bengals,
last night. Uh-huh. 55 mil for a quarterback that hasn't won a Super Bowl is absurd.
Every quarterback in the NFL, exactly, except for Mahomes and Jalen Hurts.
Sorry, Josh Allen also has never been to one and has never beat Joe Burrow in his life or Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. But sure, let's give him 55 mil. Let's give Trevor Lawrence the money, too. Let's pay Dak. Has Dak ever made it to an NFC title game?
No.
No.
I mean, come on
now. I don't
even
think he's made it to a...
The Cowboys have one of the longest NFC droughts.
Let's give money to Justin Herbert, who's never won a playoff game. Let's go ahead and just pay all these guys. You know, why not? Caleb Williams will be next. Jaden Daniels probably deserves it the most out of the guys who is next.
Is there a part of you, though, that is deeply afraid that you're going to end up having one of the all-time, I can't believe they didn't do more with quarterbacks? Like, yeah, you got Dan Marino on your hands, and everyone's like, cool stats, but you didn't do anything?
No, I don't want to get into a whole Cincinnati conversation again. All I'll say is you are definitely on this Josh Allen gets too much love. You're very much on an anti-Josh Allen. He gets too much love kick over the last, 3 weeks.
My whole All 32 is going to be complimenting Josh Allen because the more I look at...
Drew's like, see?
Get out of here.
The more I look at the wide receivers he has thrown to over the last 5 years, him and Patrick Mahomes have done more with bad wide receivers than the other guys. Josh Allen's number two wide receivers for 3 years in Buffalo is on the street. On August 19th, Gabe Davis doesn't have a job.
Hang on a second.
And he had 900 yards receiving with Josh Allen.
You also understand, Cody, that the offensive line that he dragged to the Super Bowl and also beat the Chiefs by the way, and Chris Jones in that defense, and Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and GOAT Travis Kelce, four of them, I don't think they're in the league anymore. And one is a backup tackle Dallas.
Let's
pump the brakes on the, well, he's on the streets right now. We got to relax, I think, with this.
I'll give Joe Burrow his credit for this.
Because there's both sides to the argument where, yes,
sure. But I think Jake Browning would have missed the playoffs
the
last year as well.
And also the offensive line.
I'm just saying Jake Browning would have missed the playoffs last year in Cincinnati as well.
If Jake Browning was the quarterback, they would have won the maybe three games.
Would have been better for them. They would have had a top pick. Would have got a good defensive player. They could have traded Zay Anderson.
The way they've drafted, I don't know if they would have, I'll be honest.
Do you think Cincinnati would trade Jake Browning if they could trust that Joe Burrow could stay healthy?
I think Desmond Ridder being there allows for a possibility. Okay. Because I think they trust Desmond Ridder, who also is in the competition for that backup QB job.
That is all 32.
Desmond Ridder was still in the league.
Now I'm going to have to turn off alerts on the group chat. It's now going to blow up the rest of the day. I can tell already. We've gotten 15 texts in the last 5 minutes. It's going to be disastrous all afternoon.
Bob also called Josh Allen a loser too, so I'll go ahead and take that. Because normally Bob is the most anti...
Josh Allen, yes.
You and Bob Gold are the two most anti-Bengals people, even more than the text line. Alex smiles. His grin
He's a Cincy hater.
Your grin is like the Grinch's around Christmas time, and he knows he's going to steal Christmas because you know that the Bengals are incompetent.
Well, they are incompetent. Yes.
I very much
enjoy the Bengals discourse and the false hope.
Jeez.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy trust me, Drew.
You are the Grinch when it comes to the Bengals. 100%.
If the Cincinnati Bengals lose week one to Joe Flacco and the Browns, oh, man.
You're going to want to call in sick.
I mean, Mondays, yeah. You may not want to be here on that Monday, man.
I told you guys, I think
it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Anyway. Up next, let's talk about the next 8 years for a Chiefs player. Like, as if 8 years is a thing still for this player. We'll explain, plus the random question of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon. Drew is fired up.
I promise I will not.
I actually blame Sean Barber for this. Like, Drew is whole, you've shifted your entire personality based off the group chat, and he sent one text about Jake Browning, and now we've lost you. We've lost you for
the rest
of the show.
Barber knows what Barber knew what he was doing.
Yes, he did.
And I mean, yeah, you know,
someone says Gold's the biggest Cincinnati hater I've ever heard.
You absolutely are.
It's like
are.
A
There's
Cubs fan
else.
Hating the White Sox. There's no reason for it unless you hate their fans. Look, I like Drew, but I don't like Cincinnati as a city, and their fans suck.
Have you been to Cincinnati before?
No, my brother-in-law lived there.
So I think you're taking like secondhand experience.
I also don't like when their mayor calls out Kansas City. I also don't like the Burrowhead stuff. I also think it's absurd the way people talk like Cincinnati's that close to being Kansas City. They're not. So anyway,
I gotta be honest.
These are all a bunch of reasons why. And admittedly, there's times where I like to see you get riled up.
Oh,
so.
Of course.
Of all the cities I've visited or want to visit, I've never even once thought.
I'd rather go to Cleveland than Cincinnati.
I'd rather go to a Cleveland Browns game than a Cincinnati game. Minneapolis, Oklahoma City. There's some cities. Cities that like Oklahoma City, I wouldn't even like, and I've been to those cities. I've never even considered.
No need to go to
ending
Cincy.
Up in Cincinnati.
There's no reason to go there.
I think your kids would love Kings Island, Cody.
Kings Island in Kings the Island. Middle of what do they call it? An island in Ohio?
I don't know why they call it that.
What? Landlocked state.
All right, here's the deal.
All right,
can we make an agreement on the show? Let's make an agreement.
I'll look it up.
The next time the Chiefs, just a regular non-playoff game, The next time the Chiefs play in Cincinnati for a non-playoff game, let's
who
take.
Who knows
the,
when that's going to be?
I know
is
it could
it
be a while.
Next year,
let's take the show on the road to Cincinnati.
I don't want to go to Cincinnati.
I refuse. I refuse to try that terrible pasta chili grossness or whatever.
I'm also not having Skyline chili.
See, you don't even like the stuff that they have in that city that you claim.
You also
I'm
like
not from there though. I think that there's a difference.
All right, let's get to the Ram question today in about 8 minutes or so. We'll do a little random question. Brings back some nostalgia, I think, for everybody. But Chris Jones was quoted in the last week or so over at Arrowhead Pride. Actually, they put up an article. By the way, shout out to our old friend Pete Sweeney, who is leaving Arrowhead Pride and is now going to become the chief beat writer for the Kansas City Star. So awesome news! Congratulations to
very
Pete,
cool
to Pete Sweeney on that. But they had a write up a couple days ago about Chris Jones saying an interview with Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show that this is not only his best camp yet, but he kind of alludes to that he thinks he has 8 more training camps left.
Eight.
Yeah.
He actually says that, or is he just saying things to beat Chris Jones? Because I'll be honest, he is 31 years old, 32 years old. He's not playing till he's 40. Has any defensive line ever played until they're 40? Like, has that ever occurred? He's 31 right now. So he'd be 39 by the end of it if he got 8 more training camps to go with it.
I mean, I'd be thrilled if you told me he has 5 more years in a Chiefs uniform.
I honestly think they shouldn't be paying him 4 years, 3 years after this. The amount of money they got left on his contract is kind of a sweet spot in a lot of ways. Like, Chris Jones has got, what, 2 years left on a 5-year deal or something like that? More often than not, you don't get to see the end of these things right out. How long are you planning on figuring out if Chris Jones still has it? He still has 3 years on his contract.
We mentioned the cap hit next year. It's a bit of a problem.
Oh, it's
they're going to have to reduce something there. But
yeah, you and I were kind of surprised to find out that his cap hit is $44.5 million next year.
They'll do something.
And then the following years, they can actually save $20 million in dead cap hit. And then the final year, they can save $35 million in a dead cap hit. If you could promise me that he just played out the rest of his contract, and let's say they restructured it so it wasn't all that big of a cap hit, you're just telling me they got the 3 years out of him. He played till he was 34 and he maintained a nice level of play. I'm good. You're good. I don't need 8 years. 3's fine. 34 years old?
He will not be playing when he's 40. I mean, that's just, I don't
know. How old?
He's 31 right now. He turns 32 next July.
So how old was like Haloti Ngata or like how old was Vince Wilfork? Like, I'm thinking of those guys who lasted a long time in the league. Were they like 35 to 36? Is that about where
Haloti Ngata played 13 seasons in the league, and he's just now.
Is he still in the league?
He's 41 now. When did he last play? That's the question.
Someone mentioned Calais Campbell.
Drew, he last played in 2018, and he's 41 now. Okay,
so somebody mentioned Calais Campbell. Calais Campbell is the example.
34?
They say Calais is 38. So Calais Campbell is the outlier in this situation where he would basically
and people
be
talked
Campbell.
About him retiring last year, and he hasn't. Is that right?
I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, if he's playing to 38 years old, won't be in a Kansas City.
Correct.
Uniform.
There you go. That's like,
I mean,
Calais Campbell's 38, and he is currently on the Arizona Cardinals again.
Like, I don't think he'll be, I mean, not that long. BetMGM just did, they just ranked the NFL's oldest players.
Did they really?
And so Jason Peters is the oldest NFL player. He's 42 years old. But, like, all these guys play a similar position. Most of them are kickers or punters or quarterbacks. And then there's an occasional, like, tight end, like Mercedes Lewis of a certain age. But, like, 38, 39 years old at defensive tackle? I mean, look, if he can maintain the level of play he's put in the last 3 years, sure, I'm on board. I don't think he actually believes that, though. I think it's just Chris Jones.
I think he's
just
having fun. He was doing an interview.
He's just having fun. I don't think he actually thinks he's got.
He was doing an interview with Kay Adams. I think if he had 5 more effective seasons, that'd be. It's already been a hell of a career, a Hall of Fame career. But
how do you pay him at the end of that? You know, you can't keep paying him like
he would have to recognize. There would have to be an understanding, and he would have to recognize that at 34, he's not the same player.
It's kind of like if Travis Kelce decided to take an extra year to this, and I don't know that he will. I think there's still a better than not chance he retires at the end of this year. But let's say he decided to add on 1 more year. I don't think you would just say, okay, we'll get a 1-year contract done with you, Travis, and we're just going to make you the highest paid tight end for 1 year. I think you would probably be like, can we just get you a little below where some of the top guys are paid?
There'd be a lot of incentives. I doubt the guarantee money would be $18 million or something a year. There'd be incentives that probably could bump them up quite a bit. But
sure. Yeah, you get 1,100 yards, you get 10 touchdowns, you win a Super Bowl. We'll pay you whatever you want.
Well, then let me ask you this. We all agree, Travis Kelce, whether it's this year or not, Travis Kelce will never play for another team. We all agree, right?
Correct.
Chris Jones, can you say that? Yeah, no. See, that's the difference.
Not with 100% certainty.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance he just rides out these 3 years. He's 34 years old with 3-4 Super Bowls, and the man just
decides,
let's
presume he's healthy, too. I'm not talking that injury derails. So let's say he's healthy, but he just gets old. Father Time catches up. Chris Jones would be the one. I don't know the answer to that or not. I think, much like Kelsey, I think he would like to. I think it helps your legacy even more. Both are Hall of Famers, but if you literally, it's so rare to play for one team your entire career. That is really special.
Even more rare.
It's rare now than ever. Than ever.
Yes. It's incredibly hard to spend. Quarterback is the only position in which it is an assumption that you will face at least a majority.
And after what happened with Brady,
95%
with Brady and Rodgers and Russell Wilson, we all thought at one point they probably all were going to play for one team their whole career, and obviously that didn't happen.
It's insane. It's still insane to me that the New England Patriots let Tom Brady play for another team. It's crazy. You sided with Belichick in this. Do you know how stupid you look
now? Do you guys think that Lamar, Allen, Burrow, Mahomes all play for the same team their whole career?
Oh, man. Allen, for sure. I think
that's for just, sure. Okay,
Allen is the one I would bet right now he plays his entire career. He just feels like a buffalo.
I swear, I'm not trying to bring this up to get Drew fired up.
I mean, Burrow's got to hate his circumstances. I
don't want to have a full blown conversation. I'm truly curious. My guess it makes would sense be, why you would my say guess him. Would be Joe Burrow would be the one that doesn't.
Carson Palmer sense. Left.
Yeah,
it makes sense why you would say him just based on the circumstances and history from the team 20 years ago.
Baltimore let go of their Super Bowl winning quarterback once and Joe Flacco. So, I mean, it's not like, but they also paid him. And they wrote it. And also, they probably couldn't presume he was going to play till he's 40 years old and be starting for the Cleveland Browns this year.
And Lamar has won an MVP. It's a little bit. I think some of it also depends on how long is the current regime still there, too. Like, if the coaching changes, all of a sudden you have a falling out, you don't like the new coach. That's the one thing none of us can predict with even Mahomes, right? We don't know what the relationship dynamic right now. Right now they have a relationship where owner, GM, coach, quarterback, it's all perfect, right? They all get along. It's as good as you can ask for in terms of relationship.
I think you're right. I think Josh Allen's probably there forever.
He just feels like a Buffalo quarterback.
Yeah, I think Lamar. The case for Lamar is the running ability kind of goes away a little bit, and the Ravens are like, look, we're going to move on. And then another team's like, you know what? We're going to try to bring in Lamar Jackson and hope he's got a little bit left. And not like Aaron Rodgers' situation, but does he have an ounce left where we can maybe make a run? We got a great roster. Let's bring in Lamar Jackson. It feels like that could be Lamar's.
Seeing 38-year-old Lamar Jackson still trying to run around is really depressing to think about, actually.
News out of camp, just so you know who did or didn't practice today. No Jalen Royals, Nazi Johnson, Mike Edwards, Jack Cochran, and Ethan Driscoll all missed time, as did Omar Norman Lott.
Okay.
So those are all
Hollywood. That's two
not.
Practices in a row, three practices in a row for Hollywood Brown.
Yeah,
good.
Stacked a couple of practices. Obviously, you don't hear Felix Anudike Uzama's name because he was officially placed on the IR yesterday. So, still though, man, no Royals, no Nazi. They had a lot of injuries in that.
They got banged up big time in Seattle. Yep,
hurt him quite a bit.
All right, let's get to it.
Random question.
The random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. I'll play a clip first, and then I will ask you a subsequent question. Last night, I'm assuming everybody saw the little nostalgia. Rich Eisen, for first time since 2003. The year I graduated high school, you'd have been in late elementary school. Drew would have been an infant. I assume outside of that, 2003, the last
time.
Hang
on a second. I was 8 years old.
I was 12.
Close, but
I said elementary school. I nailed yours.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I didn't want to back the math on Drew's.
Yeah.
He was eight.
It was awesome last night. The nostalgia was off the charts with Rich Eisen.
So Rich Eisen hosted SportsCenter for the first time. This is what it sounded like because, of course, they went with the old intro.
Old graphics, old intro music.
Tonight on SportsCenter, the preseason Monday Nighter certainly did not disappoint in D.C. While an old D.C. star powered up the Phillies against the Mariners twice. In Pittsburgh, Paul Skenes actually got runs, two of them. Was it enough against Toronto? But really, sometimes you gotta keep it simple and direct.
Why didn't you go down?
I wanted to score.
This show is all about strolling down memory lane. No, not about having hair. It's about throwing a whole bunch at you while having an old school good time. So stay tuned and don't flip out. SportsCenter is next.
So, pretty sick, obviously.
Oh, so pump this in my veins, guys.
The music is, I mean, it's
saying
just
this for the first time in 22 years. Welcome to SportsCenter.
I mean, the music, the graphics. That was back when ESPN was at its peak, when there was a reason to watch besides just the live sporting events.
100%.
Before people were just screaming at each other on TV and saying stuff they don't actually believe. It was a good era, and it's never going back to that, unfortunately.
Let me give you these highlights. We got the jazz music behind.
It was nice for 20 minutes last night to have the good old days of ESPN. Back when they had the ESPN Zone restaurants across the country. Back when you wanted to buy the SportsCenter t-shirts. Not anymore. We're never going back.
I had to throw mine away like 3 years ago. I had the original one that had all the slogans on the back of it, like said Booyah and all the other stuff on the back.
Sure, Scott,
it had disintegrated. It was like 20 plus years old.
I bought one of
I got
ESPN,
it from the ESPN Zone.
In Anaheim, it was a school trip. We were at Disneyland, but obviously there was a ESPN Zone or whatever restaurant there. And yeah, everybody bought stuff from the gift shop there. I bought like a SportsCenter gray t-shirt that I probably... Up until maybe, Cody, like six, 7 years ago I had, and probably got rid of it at that point.
I held on to it for a long time. It was my painting shirt for a while after it had turned out of the you-could-wear-it-in-public shirt. It became the painting shirt, but then even then, it just started to fall apart.
I mean,
someone says they don't remember being that jazzy. I was like, oh, that's always how it sounded. So the random question I have for you today is simple. We'll base it off of SportsCenter. I'll really take two answers for today. I will both take your favorite SportsCenter anchor, the guy you liked who did the job the most, and I would like your favorite This Is SportsCenter commercial, because I clearly associate those with the peak of SportsCenter. I think of those existing in the time gold when you and I would watch the 9, 10, pretend to re-air. I would do my own voice for the 11 when you knew all the highlights. All the stuff people who were very into sports as kids got into. So I want that. I want your favorite SportsCenter host, the guy you liked did the job the best, and then I want your favorite This Is SportsCenter.
This is, so host-wise, this is probably an answer a lot of people would give, and RIP to him, but Stuart Scott was one of the best, 100%. Man. The way he went about doing the sports cast and everything. Yeah, Stuart Scott's an all-time SportsCenter anchor.
He would have been my answer, so we can share it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's Drew's answer.
That would have been mine as well.
Wow, look
Stuart
at us.
Stuart Scott was my...
He was just great.
Stuart Scott one time. The dude was so nice. RIP to him, man. He was a legend.
I mean, yeah.
I'm trying to find...
I love Dan Patrick, though. Dan Patrick and Rich Eisen. I watched those guys. Dan Patrick was like kind of like the guy I wanted to be in sports when I first started getting into it. Like, I like every kid who likes sports. A kid, like, I hope I'm the SportsCenter anchor one day. A dream that is obviously unrealized by many who hope to do that as kids. But, like, Dan Patrick was a guy I definitely looked up to a lot. And someone's like, now it's just people screaming at each other. We can get to that separately.
We all say
Stuart Scott. Kenny Mayne, who I've had on the show multiple times, he is a great dude to go with this. That's a good answer. Now I want your favorite.
He hosted SportsCenter a couple years ago. He came back, didn't he?
Now I want your favorite SportsCenter commercial.
Oh, wow.
Two come to mind for me of ones that like have held up for me no matter what.
Yeah, so one that I like, even though I'm not the golf guy on the show, the Tiger Woods one is good.
The gallery.
He's got a whole gallery following him through the office. That one was well done. Any of them with the mascots were always funny to me.
The mascot one that I think is underrated in the This Is SportsCenter one is the Pittsburgh Penguins mascot and the New Jersey Devils mascot changing the thermostat. It's so...
the devil and the penguin.
It's so simple in its execution. But think about, like, the easy comedy that is that.
Yeah.
The Penguins turning it all the way down, and the New Jersey Devil comes by. That was on my list. I loved that one. The Stanford Cardinal one, when he's, like, standing next to the trash can, and he throws the paper in the trash, and then he's, like, just looking at him, you know, with that look of, what are you doing? Someone says the Steve Irwin commercial. That one was
when he attacked the Gators mascot.
Yeah, when he attacked the Gators mascot.
This one is mine. Is the Arnold Palmer commercial when Scott Van Pelt is?
They're watching him make
Arnold Palmer make the Arnold Palmer. And they're like, that was amazing. That one's great.
Oh, there's just so many good answers to go with it.
Our buddy Kling texted and he said favorite anchor Craig Kilborn, favorite commercial Charlie Steiner.
Charlie Steiner. Okay.
Those would be the two that come to mind.
Craig Kilborn. I watched his late
Someone
night
else
show.
Sang Charlie Steiner. Follow me to freedom commercial.
Did you guys mention the John Clayton one when he was yelling at his mom?
Mom!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He just takes off and he's wearing the Slayer shirt.
So good.
Yeah.
That was a later one,
John Clayton as
I know. Yeah. Man. Yeah. Now these aren't sports centers. Some people are mentioning Chris Berman. For me, like Chris Berman, what I like is when Tom Jackson, Chris Berman, primetime back like before. You know, yeah, Sunday night.
Before you were tired of the shtick.
Yeah, Sunday at 6 o'clock. You know, or whatever. Probably they just go through the fastest 3 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever in NFL. That was the best. That was all I watched every Sunday before Sunday Night Football.
Part of the ESPN,
that wasn't even a thing, I guess.
Part of the ESPN Plus subscription service. I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, you can. Know this. I don't watch it anymore.
So on Sunday nights, I will at like 7 o'clock, from like 7 to 7:30 before Sunday night, I will go, and one of my favorite things, if you like that nostalgia, Chris and Tom Jackson go through highlights.
They
do an entire 30-minute show where they got the music in the background, and it's, of course, not the same exactly. But
the music makes it, though.
It gives you the
music. I don't know if we don't have the primetime music loaded in the system. But
from the 913, somebody mentioned the mascot steal Bobby Labonte's car. They're talking about the Albert the Machine Pujols once. There's so many good ones. Somebody mentioned the Oregon duck when he's sitting at the, you remember when he's typing. Like typing on the computer and he looks out and there's just like a pond full of ducks sitting outside. I don't know why the mascot ones get me so much.
Because mascots are funny. Yeah. That's all.
Man.
LeBron James King chair.
Oh, he said, "Hey man, did you take my chair?"
Yeah.
He's like, "No, I don't think so." Good luck finding your chair, LeBron. That's how he says it. So like, that's Van Pelt, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I was just like, I don't have them all pulled up, but that one is.
Right. Says they do the Sports Center sound every time they still see a highlight reel play. Yeah, there's just some classic.
The dun-na-na, dun-na-na.
That was the t-shirt. Yeah. That was the Sports Center t-shirt I had when I was in like junior high or high school.
Mine said Sports Center across it, and then it just had all the slogans they've said like in type on the back.
Yeah.
Glad we both had that.
Good nostalgia last night with Rich Eisen. Yeah, there you go. Prime time. That's basically we've used that for some bumper music.
This is
before.
Probably when you fell in love with the NFL. This music.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Yeah.
It does still kind of go.
Chris Berman will be like, you bet the San Diego Superchar. Oh, he just always would have. The Raiders one was always great.
That's the problem, though. I'm going to sound like it's going to be like the Musburger thing all over again. I don't need him on my TV anymore. I'm good with Berman.
Well, I don't need him for the home run derby.
Square. Back.
I don't need him for the home run derby.
I don't need him for the NFL stuff. I'm fine.
Chris Berman is OG.
Oh, well, yeah. Like now I don't need, but I'm just saying, like that stuff, that was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best at the time.
So you guys. I don't remember watching Rich Eisen at all on SportsCenter. I remember like the Stuart Scott, SVP just starting. Those were the when it was Neil Everett.
Neil Everett.
Stan Verrett when he was getting going. Hannah Storm was still doing stuff. Linda Cohn was all. It was Linda Cohn, Scott Van Pelt, and Stuart Scott were the three ones that I remember growing up with in terms of SportsCenter anchors.
A lot of people around here like John Anderson because he was an
MVP John
guy,
Anderson,
right?
Too was great.
What did he go on to do? He was like, he's hosting Wipeout.
He's doing Wipeout.
What's he doing now? What's John Anderson up to these days?
Track and field stuff, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
I think he does track. I think he does track and field stuff, or he has done like a college, college track and field. I think whenever it's on ESPN, at least that was a couple years ago. I don't know if that was his thing. He's also a Missouri grad.
That's what. Yeah, said that. I think he's very popular because of that.
Oh, I'm thinking of local connection. What's his name? The guy that does a lot of MMA or wrestling stuff. Coachman.
Jonathan Coachman.
Yeah. He's another guy. Go throwback.
Yeah, he's another one that.
This because he's retired.
Anderson.
Really? Okay.
It said, he was hosting SportsCenter until 2024. Said Anderson announced he would host his last SportsCenter in June. There he ended in 2024.
Just happened. Okay.
So yeah, I mean, he just retired like a year ago.
There's a lot of the like Neil Everett's not doing it anymore. I think he got he was a part of the layoffs. I think. A year or two ago. Stan and Neil, yeah, those are the late night guys, if I remember right.
Kling is telling us that Anderson works at Missouri now, so he works for the university.
Okay.
Hey. He's probably teaching like me, you know? Me and John Anderson, teaching at the old alma maters. Saw my classrooms yesterday. The one is in a building I didn't even have a class in. I couldn't get in the door, and now I'm worried I'm going to get locked out on day one. You think I got to go find a key before?
Probably.
You might want a key for the locked door, yes.
I just thought maybe they'd unlock it and open them.
Yeah.
Well, they don't just... You can't just like as a random person walk and be like, "I'd like a key to this room, please, if you don't mind. One key, please, that opens all these doors."
They don't have. They're not like keypad or key card entry or anything.
It's in one of the older buildings. Fine Arts Building.
As soon as Cody started mentioning me and John Anderson, I thought he was going to say two Missouri Sports Hall of Famers. I thought you were just going to go down
Missouri
that line.
Sports
you were
Hall of Famer.
You were going to go all the
I'm
way.
I'm not going to just make things up. I'm not a Missouri. I'm not even a Winnetonka Hall of Famer. I'm in zero Hall of Fames, so, to be clear.
That's right. We, no Hall of Fames on this show.
You're also
no,
in zero?
No Hall of Fames on this
I'm
show.
I'm not in any either.
Man, your high school is brand new. They should be looking for people. You're in the initial graduating class.
What would
your
I be in the Hall of Fame for?
Being successful in your chosen career.
They had like an athletics wing Hall of Fame thing. There's no.
Minnetonka just has a generic Hall of Fame.
We don't have that.
You're an esteemed alum.
That doesn't exist, I don't believe. I believe there was an athletics Hall of Fame wing thing that they have.
We have an athletics one. I don't know if there's a general one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How many high schools have a general Hall of Fame? I thought it was always for athletic achievement.
Olathe?
Northwest.
I can't remember the
shout out to the
Ravens. Direction. There's two. It's like Olathe, and then I'm like North.
There's a lot of directions there.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
A lot of directions.
You don't think they just have a generic Hall of Fame?
I honestly don't, no.
I bet they do.
I don't think that's a thing.
You'd be a part of, like, distinguished alumni, but you wouldn't be in a Hall
of
Fame,
but they'll have someone else that's, like, running Google or something. You know what I mean? They're not going to pick the radio host. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, come on, man. Like, they pick all kinds of people for different reasons.
With Old Dominion, I mean, like you guys said, they didn't have Vinny on there, so Cody had to make the pay.
Willie Cauley Stein was recently inducted to their high school Hall of Fame.
Oh,
Willie Cauley Stein?
Yeah, but athletes.
As was Kelsey Brooks, who was a female basketball player.
There you go.
Okay.
Again, those are...
Athletic achievements.
General Hall of Famers.
Athletic achievements.
But there could be other people. I don't know. I'm just looking. I don't know anything about your school. Obviously.
Like Olathe North, Darren Sproul's in it. Yeah, it turns out he's pretty good at football.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's a wall of honor for the Olathe public schools.
For the whole district?
For the whole district.
Hey, hang on.
No chance.
Is the wall of honor like distinguished alumni or is the wall of honor
distinguished alumni?
Again, they're going to pick someone that's like a U.S. senator or something. You know what
I mean? How many U.S. senators do you think went to your high school?
No, you said all of Olathe. You don't think there's ever been someone that's accomplished something out of the Olathe school district at a high level?
I think that there are, but
and
I also
not
think
the radio host in Kansas City.
I think some
I'll tell you that's not going to happen.
I think some people would view... I think some people
someone
would view.
Someone said, I'm a 2012 O&W grad, had no idea he went there. See, that's my point. Nobody cares, Cody. Nobody cares what high school you went to. It's a very St. Louis thing, okay? It's a very St. Louis thing.
What I'm saying is.
Or if you're Jay Binkley, who was texting me about high schoolers again last night, as a matter of fact.
About like what?
Let me pull it up.
All right, we got to get to a break.
We were talking about Mitchell Tinsley, the guy that was going off for the Bengals last night. He said, oh, by the way, the guy, he's from Kansas City. Of course he is, Bank. Yeah. I didn't know that. You would know that because he's Jay Binkley.
All right, up next, let's get to who has to be better tonight and where the quarterback decisions are going to be made the rest of this week in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.